Por mí. Anyway, I find that very interesting because I've been pondering it for a while, and just where I kind of fit in, and
well, you do have one problem.
I guess that is a good thing. But sometimes it's not. I'm often not very respected because they think I'm younger than I am. And when they say, well, I know more than you do, I'm more experienced. You go, how old are you? Well, I'm 45. And you go, ha ha. I said, I don't mean to be rude, but I'm 50. I've been around the block a few more times than you have. Anyway, it's just, it really doesn't make any difference when it comes down to it. Anyway, and I think it's highlighted by the fact that I'm also not a high priest. Is, you know, I don't think I'm even when it comes down to it. I think in the grand scheme of things, if there's kind of a range of consideration, let's say Jerry Green's on one end and Chris Christensen is on the other end. I'm more on the Jerry Green side. Honestly, I think you want me to be on the better side. I think I probably would be fine on the other side, on the other side. But I don't think anybody puts me there. I don't think anybody of note says, oh, yeah. I think it's a whole bunch of, no, not. Well, it's being the branch is giving me, you're supposed to give me the information I need next week for integrating them in with our groups. And he says, oh, it's just integrating them in with the groups. Let's not say, okay, this is going to be the branch, this is going to be the ward, this is going to be the branch. And I thought, okay, that's great. People need to widen up their circles anyway. You know, it doesn't need to just be the only people I know are the people at the branch and the outskirts Spanish. You know, if you come to the United States and you're an adult, it's really in your best interest to get into situations where you can actually improve your English. sometimes these Spanish branches can be counterproductive on a certain level. So anyway, yeah. So I shouldn't be surprised, and I certainly shouldn't. Yeah, I know. And like I said, I come back and I say, I am that sergeant major that. Well, I'm not sure of that, except to say I'm trying to figure out where I'm supposed to go. And I think when it gets right down to it, I'm just going to end up being the sergeant major. And there's no point of me going out and trying to compete with a bunch of 20-year-olds for a 20-year-old's job, even though it pays more. But it's just not.
I'm not being a high placement dude.
No. I don't mean to be rude. I know that's what scripture says. But it really is about, there is a class system in the church. I don't mean to, you know, everybody's really, really nice about it. But, yeah, there's a class system in the church. And I'm not in that class. And that's why when you go, there's a whole bunch of 30-year-olds that are high priests, and I'm 50, and people say, well, how many years were you not even going to church? And you go, none. Maybe for a couple of months when I was 20. But since then, I've been the stalwart. I've been the guy banging on it. Yeah. Well, pretty much not quite, you know, I wasn't in the MTC when I turned 19. No. I wasn't like the Utah employer.
Yeah.
Just a couple of months later. I was. And you go, no. It's just, you know what? I think I'm basically autistic and it shows. It's simply that. If they would have had the criteria that they just introduced a couple of months ago, today, they would have said, no, he can't go on the mission. Why? Well, it's obvious. And you go, well, it's not obvious to him. And you go, well, that's... Well, maybe we're a good match that one. If I want to be the boss, if I really want to be the boss, I'm not really sure I do particularly. You know, number one, I'm way too late. I would just have to start my own company, then I could be the boss. But yeah, who on earth is going to talk to me? Yeah, and. I'm not really interested in running the business that way.
So,
Yeah?
I mean, just in my book, if I was to tell you.
Yeah?
Don't they have to,
Yeah?
Put out a certificate of applying?
Yes. I would just be one of some applicants.
So you wouldn't necessarily do it. Even
though it all depends. And there would have to, and there's a certain number of people from a lot of different places. Clark would ultimately make the decision if he's still in this position, which he would most likely be. He hasn't been there for terribly long.
Well, why would he choose you?
Huh?
He likes to watch you doing right now. Why would he choose you to do that?
Exactly. Exactly.
He didn't want to get even over the head back.
Right. He didn't. But I thought I had a lot more capacity to do several things. I thought that was a good run for that. And he didn't. So it's like, okay. See, I don't know if that's wise or not. I don't know if I should accept that as wisdom or if I should buck it and say, you know what? I'm going to go find something else. I think, I still think Las Vegas is a pretty good opportunity from the standpoint of some people value a low-level manager who's basically really good at what everybody does. You know, some people value that. A question of whether they do or not. So, because you know, nobody is looking at me to be. In mid or upper level management. I do really good at being a sergeant major, you know. I'm like Scotty. He says, yeah, they made me a captain, but that doesn't mean I'm that kind of captain. I'm an engineer. That's what I do. And I do a good job of being an engineer. All I ever wanted to be. So Joe might very well say, you know what? I think he also wants somebody because he isn't going to have a big staff to begin with. He also wants somebody that can actually do the work too. There's a big difference between somebody who came out of some business school with an IT management degree, right?
Yeah.
And you go, but he can't do any of it. All he can do is have some understanding about some of the intricacies of whether this is a good cost-benefit analysis. He's much more about the money. He can't actually do the work. And you go, I think it's good because I think I can contribute to both.
Well, kind of reminds me of your students who are doing IT management. And yet they come back and say, well, I couldn't get this to work. And it's like, so you're just going to be a manager and you have no clue about any IT.
That's okay. That's okay. They are being trained to be managers, not to be technology, you know, to actually make the technology happen.
Yeah.
It's the whole classic struggle that people say. It says many, many industries, they said that's the basic problem. The people that actually get the work done, even if they're really good, there is no growth path for that. After that, if you want to make more money or you want more responsibility, you're forced to become a manager. And you go, it's a totally different thing. And you go, but all managers see is that they already know they wanted to be a manager when they first started. I said, that's the only acceptable path to being serious. I said, so all I'm going for, I think I'm going for the right thing this time, is for the first level, mostly leadership. I said, I consider this mostly a leadership job. I said, management is what the next guy up the chain does. And you go, and he knows management. I said, I went to school for management. I got a credential that says I know how to manage. And you go, but
I've never been given the opportunity.
No. It's not even a question of that. It's a question of who's been in the trenches. Officers don't know what it's like to be in the trenches, particularly. They might go visit sometimes and say hi and go, wow, that looks like a tough job. Have fun. You know, and you go, oh, because you've never actually had to get this you've never actually had to do something. Yeah. You've managed. I said, that's fine. That's a great skill set. And you get paid handsomely for it. You get paid more out of the gate than someone like me will ever be paid. Doesn't matter how good I am at what I do. That's why it's kind of heartening when somebody like Justin says, you were the obvious choice, of course we were going to hire you. And you go, oh, okay. Which is all I was really after out of all this stuff, was to make sure I was the first guy considered.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to be the first guy considered for management roles. Too many people in my age group have 20 years of management experience, which I don't.
Yeah.
And you go, I'm the guy from the ground looking up. You're the guy in the high tower looking down. And you just got to decide which kind of person you want sitting there in the middle. And you go, some guys want a guy like me in there that really has experience in a lot of different things. I said, I'll be honest with you, I'm a generalist. Says, which means I really am quite screwed, you know. I'm not a banner god, just because I don't have a ton of experience specifically with banner. I have a ton of experience with a lot of other things to show that I can get thrown into any situation, and I can get pretty good, and I can get pretty good dang fast. It says, but most organizations have no idea what to do with that person. And that's why I say, you know, maybe consulting is the right thing to do, except I'm not good enough at a specific thing to say I'm a consultant for this or for this. I'm just not that guy. And so, yeah. The only thing I can say is what I have lately settled on for my blog title. It's called A Curious Instrument. And you go, yep, that's me. I said, I do not know. I don't know what God is grooming me for. I don't even know if God's physically grooming me for anything. I don't know. I don't know if he's just being nice and saying, you know, this is a classic example of you shouldn't let people make their own decisions. They're going to do all kinds of squirrely crap that doesn't make a lot of sense. I'm smart, but I'm very, very stupid.
Yeah.
At the exact same time.
Well, here's a question for you.
Yeah.
When the boys do go off into the military.
Yeah.
When they eventually do buy a vehicle.
Yes.
Are we going to make them get their own insurance and not be on ours?
They're independent. The only reason why I put other people on my stuff was that they wouldn't be able to do it any other way. They have total ability to do it themselves. That was the only reason why I did that. For Shayna, or for any of them. Because if they could not drive the car, they could not function.
They couldn't get to work and make money.
Yeah. No, it was simply just functioning. You cannot function. Welcome to America. It's the way America is. You must be able to drive, and you must have access to a vehicle, or you are practically dead in the water. It doesn't exist in the United States. Even in our big cities, it does not exist.
There's a subway.
In two cities. It's fine. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that you got to have a car. I'm sorry. Yes, ma'am, of course. I apologize for bringing it up. Now, good morning. It's like teeth. In the United States, you're not going to, nothing decent is going to happen to you if you don't have movie star teeth. People will absolutely, I mean, you won't be able to get a job at McDonald's. Yeah, you're cleaning up, sorry, just throwing stuff out the window. Anyway.
Yeah, that's why I worry about Sam Kale, especially Kale.
Well, his teeth are reasonably straight. I don't think they're a detriment. And he's going into a place where they kind of cater to people that love managing your life. So somebody's going to tell him, which he needs to hear it from other people besides his parents, that he's learned to ignore. You know? Sometimes you have to hear it from different people. Military's perfect. Yeah, man. They'll get tired of that crap fast. And then they'll yell, what kind of pathetic parents did you have? And they'll get an attitude that his parents are pathetic. And you go, you know what? I don't care. As long as you develop and grow, I'm perfectly willing to have you blame your parents. Shayna does.
Yeah.
For every problem that you've ever had, and that you had, to, and other people had to help you work through it, and you go, it doesn't matter to me as long as it got work through. You weren't listening to me. So yeah, and you go, and that's one of those things. The other thing is, don't expect to work your way up into management. It's like you have to go. It's a class. And if you didn't start out in that class and present yourself as a member of that class from day one, you're screwed. You will never be welcomed among the ranks of those guys.
You gotta go get your MBA.
No, I'm not going to go get my MBA at this
point.
Oh, yeah. And straight out of school, too. Joe did it correctly. Actually, Joe didn't. Joe didn't do it correctly. If his whole thing was to be a manager, he shouldn't have gotten into auditing as a master's degree. That's a professional degree. That's not a management degree. And he went to work, and he was being that guy, and he was wanting to get into management. And they kept saying, Joe, hello, idiot, stupid. You have no business even talking about management. Where's your degree? I'm an honors. And you go, no, that's not management. And you go, and I'm sorry. I took a management master's because it was easier. Why? Because 25-year-olds can take this and get it done. It was easy. Should I take a different one? I only had another one of to me, and I had a philosophical issue. I don't want to worry about security all day long. That's being neurotic. But I've got enough problems without having to try to have a professional neuroticism. Yeesh. So no, I don't regret the course I've taken. What I'm seeing is that I need to smile. I might get this opportunity because I think God kind of shuffled things to make it happen. I might get it. And if I do, I should be very, very grateful. Mostly your reaction scared me more than the dog. That's okay. That's the way it is. So yeah, let me tell you, I've broken about 20 rules in my life, and I'm just realizing that I honestly broken. I made a whole lot of interesting choices.
And they're all the questions.
And yes, and I can't just roll those back. So yeah, I think I'm still kind of trying to come to grips with what it's going to be. If I want to make more money than I do now, on some level, I need to use my abilities to get it done. I'm not going to be given some kind of position that demands that kind of money. It's just as simple as that. Working for universities is safe, but they're also very stodgy. You know? And you go, I can't focus my whole life just on this place because, you know, I can't. I got other things I want to do with my life.
How do you know
if it's new to it? I don't know. I want to do more.
But I don't know what I want to do with my life. Only if it has to be with a wife and a mother. And wow.
You've done that.
I'm just like, I don't know what I want to do.
With my wife. You're coming up to a weird situation. Where you're just going to be a wife.
And to be honest, I thought it would be nutrition. But this part's so boring.
Yeah.
I'd love to. You know what?
Well, we can go upstairs and look and see at the BAS and see what other options we got. I don't think you have to choose nutrition. There's others.
Well, if you go to Las Vegas, that's not even on the table.
Maybe. No, I just looked at food nutrition. I did not look at adding to an associate, which is half of what you were doing. Well, I love you. Come visit me if you want to. You can come visit me at lunch, right? Oh, okay. I don't mean to make it sound like that. You don't have to do anything.
Yes.
I brought enough money to take care of it. Okay, that's all right.
I'm
just saying,
I'm really mad.
Okay. Well.
And it's like, have you forgotten that already?
No, I haven't forgotten it. I just wanted to check again, because you guys change your mind or decide you're too busy or stuff like that. That's just fine. So I have to keep some money with me. It's like, okay. I'll handle it. Yeah. Well, welcome to the rest of your student body. You do exactly the same thing. Don't worry, either.
Except for the question was, do the presentation?
Yep. That's pretty much
because
it.
Everybody else is just going
to stare. That's right. They're just doing their time. Because that's 3/4 of the grade is doing the time. You're going to get some virtue out of it. You'll just probably end up getting more virtue out of it than other people will, that's all. Good for you. It'll come in handy when you become a goddess and all that.
Well, I am going to talk to Mr. about one
question. What exactly are you doing? They'll probably say it has no meaning. It just indicates that I'm reading it. Yeah. How exactly do I get 2 points off of this? And he'll say, oh, you're going to be one of those. So demands that I justify every point. Yeah. Right. No. Filthy. Mwah. See ya.
Thank you.